שלום, page 371. יש על מי לסמוך בהוד, ואיזה הוא to rely on. עוד ראיה לכך שאני הוא פועל צהרה יחידי, עוד ראיה לכך שאני הוא פועל צהרה יחידי, another proof for the fact that ניוף is only יצר הרע, ושכל כולו כוח המדע, and that all of it is just the power of imagination. רואים ברשי על הפסוק, we see, it says, רשי says in the pasuk, והנה השם ניצב עליו ויאמר, אני השם אלוהי אברהם, אביך ואלוהי יצחק, הארץ אשר אתה שוכב עליה לך, את נהיה לך. It says by Yaakov Avinu, when he was laying there in the Har Abayis, and he saw the dream with the ladder, it says there, I am God standing on you. And here God was standing upon him, and he said, I am the God, I am Hashem, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Yitzchak. The land that you are laying on, I'll give it to you and to your descendants. Rashi says the name of Midrash over there. What does it say, Elokei Yitzchak, the father of the God of Yitzchak? Yitzchak was then alive, and we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put his name on live tzaddikim, only after they die. Why doesn't he put his name on the live ones? Because even the huge, biggest tzaddik, Yitzchak Avinu, he could go off the derech at the end. He doesn't want to put his name on someone who could go off the derech. Once you die, you're safe. So when you're still alive, there was even a Kohen Gadol, right, that after 80 years went off, right? It became a tzduki. So how come Hashem put his name on Yitzchak even though he was alive? Because Yitzchak was blind and he was in the house, right? He can't go and see the world. He's considered dead because he can't see, right? There's no Yetzer Hara when you can't see. So you see that the main Yetzer Hara is the Yetzer Hara seeing, right? Good. It's a beautiful thing. Abdesla, right? Somebody Abdesla. It says not only that he was blind. It says there, Ash doesn't only say because he was blind. He was blind and he was closing the house because of that. Two things he says, right? So, the maskana is that it's not enough to be blind to be considered dead. Rather, you have to be stuck in the house or in the basement or somewhere. Because if you go outside, Even if you're blind, there's things to hear, there's things to feel, there's this and that. A person, the power of imagination can make a person completely crazy, even if he's completely blind. Okay? Therefore, it's not enough to be blind if you have to close yourself in the house. That's what a person should do to himself. Be blind and not go in the street unless you know what he has to, the minimum. Only then he could nullify the taiva.
So, if you're blind and you go outside,
you're also in danger.
You're also in danger.
Yeah. Here's the place to say another point. Some people take this whole Indian of guarding the eyes in a very extreme way, in a very crazy way. And they don't guard the house at all. They're always beating themselves up. And they disconnect themselves from their families. And from there, they become crazy themselves from all this. From guarding the eyes, they become crazy. Right? That proves that they didn't even start understanding the whole work of guarding the eyes. A man needs to live, and he needs to go outside, and he needs to have a connection with his family, even if they're not religious and nothing. Right? He has to do everything he has to do with a smile on his face and light in his face. And he also has to be do all this with holiness, with the holy eyes, guarding the breath, have the holy breath. Because your job is not to disconnect yourself. Your job is to daven. That's your job. And Hashem will lead you in the right way. Daven to guard the eyes. To learn to daven. And not to do all kinds of crazy, craziness things that just bring you, lead you to not to Hashem. If the Borei Olam, if Hashem created the world, they need a little bad background music.
Huh?
Need some background music sometimes. If the creator of the world wanted you to be stuck at home, he would have created you a malach. You don't even have to come to the world at all. Right? No kesher to kashrius, nothing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world, and in this generation, 2014, right? With the garbage of this generation, because He wants you to daven over here. He wants you to be in this world and do your right job here, your job here in this world. That's what Abinu says, that sometimes it's the type of Yira Shamayim, the type of Yira Shamayim kibyachol, that brings a person to insanity. There's an apostle kibyachol. And a man needs to see that Yira Shamayim will bring him to a happy life, to be glad that he's living in this world. Right? Life of tefillah, life of emunah, and out of this to have a life of kedusha and purity and holiness, and not in India, right? There's people like that. They get monks like that. He calls himself in the room. There's a guy who went to India. And they have this special place over there. There's a monastery over there. We're silent. You don't talk with anyone. You can be for years over there. If you don't talk with anyone, you start talking with things in your head. You become crazy. No, and I saw a movie once. The guy who his plane crashed. He was the only one who was saved on this island alone, and he couldn't get out. And no one knew. They thought he died and everything. So, and there was a football, a live football, like a soccer. So he drew the blood that he was bleeding, he drew a face on it, he used to talk with the ball. He didn't know there was Hashem. He could talk with Hashem. But he used to talk with someone just so he stays sane. And he survived, and at the end he came back and he saw that his wife was going to marry someone. She's dead. All the stories. But anyway, the point is that if someone doesn't talk to anyone, he goes crazy. This Israeli went to this place. And like, I think once every 30 days or something, they take a walk. They see other people, they take a walk together, but they don't talk also. And as he, that time he was able to escape that place. The place like that, till today. They disconnect themselves from the world completely. I read also about one of these groups.
Cults.
Yeah, what's the point? They lose themselves. Anyways, that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want us to be monks.
So He wants us to succeed.
With
He's going to give us the challenge and we have to succeed.
Right, not to disconnect yourself from the challenge. A person needs to eat. A person needs to be married, right? With a woman. And has to raise children and bring parnas to the house. Right? And all this in Kedusha. And it's possible. Of Shmuel Shapiro, I had a beautiful life. Get Shalom Bayis. Not disconnect yourself from the world, that's wrong. Leitrakez, to focus. Amaskana shetzachim lekabel ulafnim eitevi. The conclusion that we have to accept here and internalize into ourselves, well, שיש רק יצר אחד, יצר אחד שצריך להתפלל לבטלו. There's only one יצר הרע that a person has to dive into and nullify. וזה היצר הרע של כל מה שקשור לנשים. And this is the יצר הרע of anything has to do with women. הרבינו divides it into three. תאוות ניוף, תאוות משגל, ותאווה וחמדה ליופי הנשים. תאוות ניוף, I don't know exactly what he's referring to here, תאוות משגל, a type of the actual relation, and taiva, lust, the beauty of women, to the shape of a woman, to the beauty of a woman. ולא לקטות אחרי הבלבולים שהיצר מכניס באדם לעבוד על דברים אחרים. Not to be mistaken to go that after the יצר offers in a person, you have to work now on a taiva tachila. You have to work now on your chatzos. You have to work on this, you have to work on that. You don't have to work on anything. You have to work on guarding your eyes and guarding your bleep. That's what you have to work on. And everything else already will be set up. Because a person is going to be focused on Hashem all the time, obviously it'll fix everything else. Well, first of all, this thing which disconnects you from Hashem the most.
Do you, was it considered believers like Satna? Is this like part of your belief system?
I don't know, I didn't learn Satna. This is not blessed.
This is blessed.
It's not blessed, yeah, it's not Hashem.
Okay.
Kedusha is the highest thing.
Emphasize.
Yeah, but it's not. No, it's Judaism.
The other ones
Kedusha,
but they don't emphasize.
Kedusha is Yesod. Right? The body in the spiritual world is also a form of bodies. And we know that the Yesod, level of Yesod, which is foundation, right? It's by the Brit. Right? So that's the foundation of Judaism, is the Brit. Not blessed, Kabbalah. First Kabbalah.
The other ones talk about holiness and they don't tell you how to get there. Rabbi Nachman says how to get there in a practical way. This is very practical.
Everywhere they talk about guarding the eyes and everything. Even in the Litvish world in the past few years, they talk about it.
Say in the Shema, don't stray after your eyes.
Yeah.
In the Shema. Maybe he picked it out. He said, this is the main thing. You can see in the world. You see yourself in the world. It's about the world. It's the main thing that people are hung up on.
Therefore, the Inya. Oh, he says here what I just said. The Tikkun Abrit is called Yesod, like we said. Because it's the foundation, and only after you fix it, you can start building other things. But without this, you can't build anything. Everyone has to insert this into his heart well. As long as you don't have a healthy mind, you won't be able to work on anything. Therefore, focus on what you need to focus on. Do not apply this lust for women completely. We don't chap. You know what I mean? Chap. We don't grasp. We don't. How much this yetzirah of this taiva makes a person crazy. A person sees one thing that you shouldn't see, already gets confused. And he feels a desire. And such a coveting, and he loses his calmness and his simchat chaim, his happiness of life, and he becomes unfocused. And then he wants to do aveira, zachman etzman. It's a crazy. Kazo ahava boer ladimyon. He has such a love for this imagination. How will he love Hashem? He loves all these lusts, these prohibited lusts.
No movement.
Yeah. Therefore, a person has to daven and daven again and again and again to be clean from this taiva. Before a person is clean completely, everything is closed. Hashem is closed. At least when you start working, things start to open. Therefore, first thing you do is to scream at Hashem, to scream to Hashem. He said in the Gemara in Yuma, everyone knows the story that the Chazal, they tried to nullify completely the taiva of the lust for women. They couldn't, because then there was no eggs laid. Eggs laid. So at least they nullify the taiva that a person doesn't have taiva for his relatives. And I'm afraid that in this generation, that it's not working so well, the nullification of the taiva. רחמנות גדולה, great mercy. כל אחד צריך להבין, איש מונס להנסטן, שפגמי העיניים מזיקים לו ולנפשו יותר מכל ייסורי העולם. Blemishing in the eyes, of the eyes, it harms him in his soul more than any other suffering in the world. That's what Rabbeinu says, אני כותב מורן, תור הזין, this is what Rabbeinu says. כי עיקר הרחמנות הוא כשישראל עם קדוש נופלים חס שלום בעוונות, נכון. The main mercy that the person has to, there is on the person is when Am Yisrael fall into sins. Because that's the greatest mercy that we have is upon us. כי כל היסורים הקשים שבעולם אינם נחשבים כלל כנגד המסור הכבד של הבנות. Because all the difficult suffering in the world are not considered at all according to the suffering that the neshama feels when the person sins. חס שלום. Because when Am Yisrael fall into sin, Chas Shalom, it's very heavy on them, and they can't even bear it to carry this. The aspect of the pasuk says, "Ki masak avad yavdu imeni." Ki mi sheyodea kedushat Yisrael ma'ayin em lekuchim, because one who knows where the holiness of Am Yisrael, from such a high place we come, and he knows how fine this spirituality that we have. You know that Am Yisrael in their essence are very far away from sin at all. And sin doesn't belong to them at all. And relative to how holy and how fine they are, that's how bad it's worse. Neshama feels worse than any other worst suffering in the world. that the body will have, and Hashem will feel worse when it has its sins on it. I'm going to skip because it's very difficult for me to translate the Avinu word for word. It's not like a Hebrew. I'm going to say, Avinu said at the end, the main point, that Chumash. We learned that, right? What does a person sin? It doesn't have das. Doesn't have knowledge of Hashem. That's why he sins. So therefore, the main mercy is when a person sins. The main feeling of mercy you should have at anyone is the fact that he sins. Right? Like the person is not keeping Shabbos, he goes to the Goya, doesn't know anything, he goes to the Gamanai, all the worst things. So the biggest thing that a person can do is to bring das to people. To teach them what they don't know.
To teach them that there is Hashem in the world.
There's Hashem, there's Yigvodadu, there's Albanian in the world, yeah, to teach them. That's the biggest thing that you can do to help a person.
The biggest what?
The biggest help that you can help a person is to teach him knowledge of Hashem.